Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
Now, I want to go straight to Edgeworthstown to tell you about a project that's going to get the whole community there reading and talking. It's a lovely idea. It's being launched this morning in the next 20 minutes or so in Edgeworthstown Community Library in County Longford. End Award is the homeschool community liaison with St Mary's National School. He's the mastermind behind this whole project and he's on the line. I hope, Enda, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Oliver. Thanks for having me on.
Not at all. Tell us what you're going to be doing. You're launching a book project, One Mystery, One Town. Is that the idea?
Yeah, so the kids come up with the actual name of the project. So it's basically, the whole idea is to try to get everyone in the whole town reading the one book.
Ah.
So promoting the DESH teams of literacy, of course, and partnership with parents and so on. So, you know, it ticks a lot of the boxes for me as the homeschool community liaison. I kind of have to bring everyone together. That's the whole main objective of the job, you know. So, yeah, that's what it's about.
Everyone at home and everyone in school. Young and old, all in the one.
Yeah, young and old is right. So people, yeah. Like we have, I don't know whether you're familiar now, but we have a fairly new library in 2021. I think it was opened, 4.3 million.
Yeah.
So it's a kind of focal point in the main part of the town. So, you know, and try to promote kind of people going in and out of it and using it a lot more. You know, it's not just, they're brilliant down there. It's not just books that they have, but they have loads of other services as well.
It's one of the
For me, the kids win as well, you know.
It's one of the quiet, huge things that's happened in towns all over Ireland, these amazing libraries. There's one in Blaney doing great business. Ennis, I was in last year as well. Incredible library down there. And now you've got the Edgeworthstown.
Here in Edgeworthstown as well. It's a huge one. Massive, it's an enormous building and great people in it as well. And they get lots of funding and services coming in and out. So, you know, it's... You know, so this is kind of a good way for me to link in with them, you know, and hopefully get all the parents involved. And I have actually people from the GAA, people from the kind of local businesses. I was down to the men's shed as well. I have also St John's National School involved as well. So I'm trying to put
everyone together
to read
nearby.
The one story.
Yeah. So you brought everyone together to the one story. And the one story, how did you choose the novel that you wanted everyone to read?
Yeah, so we wanted an Irish author and wanted someone that was going to be available to come. So so I went down to the library there and was talking to Kim Taylor, who's the librarian down there. So I brought her up to the school, myself, Mr. Conroy, and he's the principal, and Mrs. Reynolds sat together and we decided, we'll go through all this list of kind of people who will come to the schools, you know, who are available and free. So I've got three books anyway that Kim narrowed it down for me, and I gave them out to randomly to teachers up in the kind of senior end of the school.
And
they read a chapter out and they kind of picked, you know, it was tricky enough because you couldn't pick one that was all suited for boys or suited just for girls either. So this one just ticked all the boxes. And also Brian Gallagher, who's the author, is coming on the 27th of February as well for the whole day, so he'll be in the library and he'll pay a few visits up the school and maybe St John's as well. So that's all brilliant, and the library have helped us out something serious with that, you know.
So Brian Gallagher's novel, it's a mystery, The Case of the Vanishing Painting.
The Case of the Vanishing Painting, yes, that's exactly it.
Is it out of
1911?
Oh, it's set in 1911. Oh, yeah. Tell us anything else about it.
It's kind of like, I suppose, you'd say something like The Famous Five sort of novel. You know, there's a nice mystery to it, a nice flow, a lovely children's story, a lot of action, you know, and the whole, the protagonist of the story is all like, are the kids, you know, so it's very relatable to the children as well. And then older people as well, there's games in it to kind of play like hopscotch, they call it like piggy, you know, and this sort of thing, they have to throw a pig in a shoe polish thing.
So nostalgia.
Unbelievable about nostalgia. Yeah, as I was reading it now, I just read it as quick as I could, sort of, you know, the first time I was thinking, gee, this is like so much like The Famous Five, only kind of an Irish version. So I think everyone should get behind it now. I was talking to Matt Farrell down there in the Mariah Edgeworth Centre, and he said he read it and he said he loved it. He couldn't put it down. He said it was his actual word. So that gave me a lot of hope and inspiration and
excitement. It's a good review.
You know,
everyone in Edgeworthstown by the sounds of it. You've been talking to everyone. And you've even recorded...
Yes, I talked to a good few now, I did. In about 12:30, we're launching it down the library, so there's people from the council coming and people from everywhere, you know.
To the library. And that's where you are now, I presume?
No, I'm still in school now, so I'm going to collect up all the kids.
Will you have time?
I'm going to bring about 8 or 9 kids.
Oh, very good.
Not bringing the ball, right? 350 here at school, but I'm going to bring about 8 or 9 and have their parents organised to be down there, so their parents are getting involved as well. And you know, like, I also have a recording of it as well that I got a retired teacher, Eamon Brennan, did it for me. So anyone who's a kind of reluctant learner, they can easily just listen along, and the teachers can play it as well.
That's the audio book of the book.
Made our own sort of one.
Made your own. With Brian's permission, I presume.
Yeah, with Brian's permission.
For wide dissemination. So that's all happening today.
No.
Your job then as the home school community liaison officer, what kind of other things do you have to do?
So, I was teaching normally away there for about 15 years. And the last class I had was fourth class. So our DESH status went up, and we're DESH 2 here now. Right, so DESH 1 and 2 kind of have homeschool community liaisons. So my job, I suppose, is really to help the parents. So, like, if you could imagine, I'm like a teacher for the parents, right?
Very
but
good idea.
Mainly to kind of to bring the parents along with me. So a lot of the job, now I do, I suppose, this is the fun side, this kind of the novel, you know? Mm-hmm. But, like, I suppose there's other sides where I go out to kind of people who are struggling with attendance and so on, so I try to help
still
them.
A big problem, you know, in primary school level.
It is definitely a big problem. It's right. Yeah. So I link in with the EWO, the Education Welfare Officer, and she does be, you know, checking up on people and so on. And then I have the SCP as well, so School Coordination Programme or Completion Programme. So they are kind of... sign up children who are probably reluctant to come to school, and there on Wednesdays I have a woman called Helen Maguire, and she comes in and she takes them out for kind of like social emotional sort of support. So I kind of link in with the parents to see what's going on with them. I'd be involved in MEHL meetings and Tusla case conferences and
very busy.
They're the kind of more serious side.
You sound like you love your job.
Well, there's some parts now that I do like, though, yeah.
We better let you away.
The
event is in 20 minutes' time. But end of war. Thanks a million for chatting to us, homeschool community liaison officer at St Mary's National School. And good luck with that project at Edwardstown Community Library in 20 minutes' time. Thanks, Enda.
Thanks very much, Oliver.
Good luck. If we've gardening later on, I thought we'd have some music that might relate somewhat to what's in your garden.
We were good, we were gold. Kind of dream that can't be sold.